Where we got? Hey, everybody. We are back to Candidly Eclectic. We are going to finish up our summer podcast. We uploaded the first episode. This is the second, so let's jump right into it.
We are going to backtrack a little to the last question we asked on last week's episode, just because we can't remember if we fully answered it or not, because we got sidetracked.
Oh, yeah.
As per
We
tradition.
usual.
So, the last question we asked on the last episode was, what is your favorite food to eat at a festival or carnival in summer?
It had probably been like 12 years since I was at a carnival. Probably at the Pine Barrens Festival. That was like when you and I went. So that was.
Years ago.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I don't think I ate any food there. And if so, I don't remember what it was. So I'm not a big festival or carnival goer. It's just too crowded and makes me uncomfortable.
I think for me it's funnel cake. If I go and they
It's
have
a
it,
classic.
because I hate making it myself,
Yeah.
even with like a funnel cake kit, like
Yeah.
with the dough, I just prefer.
Yeah.
So I just have
It's their job anyway. All
I will
right.
pay $9 for the tiny funnel
Oh
cake that is
God,
fine.
no.
Oh my God.
Do you travel in summer?
I normally don't because my job makes it kind of hard to.
Yeah.
I normally travel more in fall.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, we just go down to the beach house for a week.
Please tell us what your perfect summer day would look like.
Not being at the beach house.
Okay.
I'd rather travel somewhere else. So that's basically it. Not having to be on the beach at 10 a.m. and staying until almost 4 o'clock. I can't do that anymore. I just get
Okay.
bored.
I just like to go camping more often
Yeah.
in actual summer when there's like life at the campground
Yeah.
and you're like, hi neighbor, you
Yeah.
have a pretty dog.
Or hi, crazy lady. We
Yeah.
kind of want you to go.
Please stop screaming
Dreaming.
at
Wake
all hours of
up.
all the time. I don't know this man you're mad at, but I don't think he's here. Please get off the phone and stop screaming, ma'am.
If she was on the phone.
Sorry, ma'am.
Man, that we almost had to call the Rangers. Like they
Yeah.
gave us the Rangers number and for safety purposes.
I was
But
like,
this lady, almost every other word was a bad word. And she was just yelling and yelling like, "You need to take a nap." I was like, "Oh my
Like, is she talking to a kid or an adult or a dog? Good grief.
So we ended up going on a walk. Okay, going on a walk. We're like, "All right, we're done."
And other people are like, do you hear that? And I'm like, how can you not
Not.
hear that? Oh my God.
What is one object you associate with summer and why?
Beach balls. Because
That's kind of like so cliche.
exactly. When I would do VBS as a kid,
Which stands for Vacation Bible School,
yes,
if nobody knows what that stands for.
we would have a game where like one of the adults had inflated the beach ball and had written like Bible
Wait.
verses or
Oh.
math and
Oh, and then you'd
the
like go as icebreakers. Yeah, we used to do
or
that.
like questions like an icebreaker. And so it would be like, what's John 3:16? And whatever your thumb landed on was the one you had to answer.
Was it the right thumb or the left?
Both.
Oh.
They were like, no, we're on it.
For me, probably fishing, like fishing boats. So
Okay.
at North Wildwood or Wildwood, wherever, there's a restaurant called Beach Creek, and right there's a dock and where all the boats are, and it's like great because you can see like all the boats from all and get to watch them come in and leave and like just people watch. And one of the boats was called the Royal Flush. So
Okay.
flush like the poker hand.
Yeah.
So on the front, I believe, were fish playing poker. And it had like the royal and it had like the flush, like one of the I think. I don't know. Had cards on it that had the flush on it.
Okay.
The flush hand. And I was like, oh, this is such a cool boat. And then they did work on it to expand it so you can have more people on it just a little bit. But apparently Cape May bought the boat. So somebody else bought it. We saw it on vacation. So we haven't been fishing in a long time. Because with my dad and his knee, like, and he's very wobbly getting back on a boat.
Yeah,
So,
that would be. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna change question 15.
okay.
Sorry.
Or so
Just
slightly.
slightly. Instead of how do you decorate your home for summer, it
It's
is
already decorated.
do you and how do you if so?
Okay. So our condo is already decorated. Like we
Yeah.
have, you've been there. It was already pre-decorated when I think my dad decorated it, or it came like that with some of the, but we've updated it. So we have like, so from my room, the girls' room. I'm gonna say the girls' room because I have the sign you gave me for my birthday, I think last year, the year before, or whatever year it was, and it has like the signs going each way. I
Oh,
have
that's
that
cool.
above on the side of my bed. I have a sign that says beach and it's a giant arrow pointing towards like in the direction of the beach. I have a little tiki guy face thingy, like totem pole thingamajigger by the door, which is cute. It's just beach decor. My favorite thing in the house, and my mom's favorite thing, when she got it redone, is a shell chandelier above the sink.
It is.
So it's like a box, kind of like a cube. You've seen it. And
Yeah.
then it has the lights, but it also has real, what would you call them? Not scallop shells, mussel shells, like the big giant ones, and they're just dangling, and it also has like the clear ones too. So that's pretty cool.
We don't really decorate for summer. Because I have no time normally in summer with my job when I haven't had surgery. And
You guys don't stay anywhere
no.
in the summer. So, like, if you guys go to the boardwalk in Ocean City, it's just for like the day.
Yeah.
And you guys come back home.
And when my Aunt Jean had the cottage she had, that was always decorated for summer, but it was lighthouses.
Yeah, hence.
Yeah. So she and her daughter were obsessed with lighthouses. They did the lighthouse challenge all the time. One of the steps in the
Atlantic
Atlantic
City
City
has her name. It's a
has,
plaque. It's
yeah.
like a mini like I did
Yeah.
it, and it was because you told me she go. You're like, I think it's step 50 or 52. Just keep an eye out for it. So I literally am walking up these stairs counting
Yeah.
because I want to know how many stairs are in each lighthouse, and I'm trying not to trip while I'm counting these stairs and looking for a miniature plaque on
Yeah.
the stair with her name on it.
Because
It was cute. It's like a little dedication.
they love lighthouses so much. I think it was a wedding anniversary present to Aunt
Okay.
Jean and Uncle Floyd
Okay.
that their name was put on the
On.
lighthouse step
Oh, that's
from
cute.
Doc.
That's cute.
But it was all like lighthouses and coral.
Yeah. I have coral
And
from the Bahamas. I still have two pieces of coral. And we have coral from our fish tank too. So, Anywho, all right. What is your favorite song about summer or favorite song that gets you in the mood, in a summer mood? Sorry. I feel like I know this one because I feel like I'm the same one.
What's yours?
Life is a Highway, Rascal Flatts.
See, that one was one of them, but
I
then
don't know why. Either that or Jersey Girl by or Atlantic City by Bruce Springsteen.
it is a Rascal Flatts song for me, but it's not Life is a Highway.
Really? Summer Nights.
Yes.
Hey! Or Beachin' by Jake Owen. I don't.
Life is a Highway reminds me of like road trip.
Yeah, but it's like also road tripping to somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, most people take vacations in the summer. So that's kind of how. Yeah.
My phone on silent. One moment. All done. Otherwise, y'all would hear some interesting beeping
Noises.
noises.
Your turn.
What are your top five favorite things to do in summer?
What they used to be was going to wineries, going to breweries, but now mini golf. I love mini golf, even though
Okay.
there's a story behind
Go.
that. So when I was little, and my grandmom used to stay at the shore years ago, she would be by Diamond. I don't know, because we drive by it when we do the nature preserve, by like Cape May area. So anyway, when I was younger, my grandmom took me mini golfing. It was my grandmom and my aunt and I. They were staying for a week, and I would stay with them for like a day or two. So one night they took me. We all three of us went out mini golfing, and it has a light, like one of the things, it's like a giant lighthouse. It is so cute. But on this specific course that we went to, apparently, the story goes that I cheated in miniature golf. I don't even know how old I was. Like, and we still laugh about it now. And like, my aunt brings it up, like, I will never play mini golf with you ever again because you cheated. I'm like, I didn't cheat. Like, I didn't even know how old I was. Or like 5 or 7. I don't remember. So we just did mini golf at the, it's called Jurassic. It's the dinosaur one. It's walking distance from my beach. It's far walking distance, but it's nice. We did that to end our vacation, which was good. There were a couple times when I was trying to like line up the putt, and then I would like get ready, and then all of a sudden I would like go like this a little bit, but I wasn't. And then my younger brother would be like, oh, "That's one," and I'm like, I barely touched the ball. He goes, that still counts. I was like, oh man. So he kept me kind of accountable. But like we were just playing for fun. So mini golf, fireworks, even though they're not as good as they used to be. Don't have anything else. Like, I don't mind walking to get ice cream, but the place that we used to go is no longer there anymore. And I was like, ah, and it was like literally on 10th Street, 10th or 11th Street. It was called Scoops.
Sounds fun.
Fishing, that's another one. And watching the sunsets. That's about it.
I'm like mini golf.
We should mini golf one day.
We should. I have more motions now
There you
legally.
go.
Zoo trips.
Yeah.
Today was supposed to be my birthday party at the zoo,
Yes, I was thinking
and
of
it got
that.
canceled because I'm starting to rain. Boo hiss.
Well, we're going to Lancaster in September, so we'll make it up.
Mini golf, zoo, theme park, like Six Flags and Castaway Cove at Ocean City. And I don't always ride rides, I just like the vibes there.
Yeah, until she tells me, oh, we're gonna go on this ride, but doesn't tell me what it does until
True.
we get up there. And then she goes, you can't back out now. And I'm like, I'm going to die. I am going to die. Like Green Lantern. Holy cow! Never again. Maybe. Maybe. Now that I'll do Superman. Superman
Okay.
was fun. All right. Anyway, sorry for the side story.
You're good. What else?
Aquariums.
Aquariums, yes. Painting.
Okay.
I like painting too. And I like boardwalk.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Only.
And my phone's going off. I can see the flashlight going. Nobody important unless it's mom and dad. But anyway. Where is your most beloved place to be in summer?
I love being at the cottage my aunt had, but now it's like being at the Cape May County Zoo because it brings back so many memories.
Yeah.
Wow,
The tree to tree. We should, oh, one of us should have done tree to tree. That would have been it. You okay up there? No!
yes,
Can't feel my legs.
please send the man.
We got to like the most difficult part of the High Adventure course.
Yeah.
It was the last bit. Like we had
And
like
it was like the extra. You've
it
completed the
was
main
the red.
course.
It was red.
Yeah, and
So which was
it's
the
like,
extra difficult.
and if you feel brave, go try this red one. This red level one.
Yeah.
And we were like,
Oh
we'll
my god.
do it.
Yeah, and but the thing is we did all the other courses ahead of time, which were tricky. I think we did it ahead of time so we knew what try to get our bodies used to doing all this stuff and
Yeah.
not realizing we're using every muscle from literally our head to our toes.
Yeah.
Every muscle in our body was being used. And I couldn't feel my body for a week. I
Yep.
was like, oh my gosh, I just went through the ringer. What did I do?
And we got like halfway through the red course, and we just were like, nope, give me
Yeah,
back.
our bodies were like the adrenaline wore off, and I was
Yeah.
like, okay, I'm done.
Yep.
Oh
We were like, please get the man to get us
yeah.
down.
So he had to come up and actually bring us down one by one.
Yeah.
I don't know how he did it, but that was like,
I was like, sir,
are you okay to be able to do this?
I don't know you like that. You have got to let me go. I am on a rope. It's okay. You can just slowly ease me down. You don't
Yeah.
have to hold me. But no, he did have to hold us because
Yeah.
we went down
Yeah.
from the tree.
It was a safety thing. We were up pretty high too.
We were.
So that's one of, I'll do that top five things.
And
I
then
forgot. Tree to tree, high adventure at Cape May Zoo.
I like the, I speak English sometimes.
Hmm.
The zip line. That was fun. There. Remember? For the
Yes.
fourth. And then when
Yeah,
we
and
just
you
like,
Whee!
please. Yes,
And then you
after.
had to say, what was the term we had to say when we got go ahead or something?
Yeah.
All good?
Or
Some
all clear or
all
something.
clear. We had to say all clear. But we had there was a group, I don't know if it was behind us. They just kept messing around the entire and they would like
Yep.
rush through the course and we're like, we're new to this.
Yeah.
Like you have to let us and then like the one kid actually got I think it was after me. I think it was you, your sister, and then I went. And then your sister kinda was like done halfway through
Yeah.
the beginning courses and was like, we're done. I'm done. Which was fine, so she could be on
Yeah.
the ground and like take pictures and videos of us. But like the one it was the one course in the middle, I think. Where it was like it that you there was like something here.
A net.
Platform, something here, platform, something here, plat yeah. And like the ladder thing or whatever. They just no, it was the sidestepping. So they literally, I wasn't even ha all the way done, and the kid just jumps on while I'm still on the course. I'm like was like jumping up and down on the cable. I'm like, can we not?
Yeah.
Like, please, sir, don't do that.
And like my one complaint,
That was probably the only thing that I didn't like was when they were rushing through. I think they were trying to have a race, but
you can't race up there.
You know, because you have people who are inexperienced like we were, who were doing it for the first time ever.
Yeah.
And we were going at a pace that we were comfortable.
But, like, I wish they had had staff members stationed under the thing or throughout the...
I think they did, but they just kept roaming.
Yeah.
I think they had... It was, like...
position.
Yeah.
And that way you can catch when the little children are like,
help me!
Teenagers are like, do it!
Oh, my God, I hated that. That was probably, like, my only complaint was people just trying to, like... You are experienced in high adventure courses, great.
Yeah.
But if you are inexperienced and you're just trying to do it for part of my French, shits and giggles, you know people are brand new and don't try to rush through because you're gonna make our anxiety and our adrenaline pump even more to the point where we are uncomfortable. So anyway, that was a nice side story.
And, like, they do train you a little
in the beginning. Yeah, in the beginning, but it's a lower, like...
Yeah, it's a much lower.
It's, like, maybe, like, not even a foot off the ground.
Yeah.
So which was good.
So you can, like, learn the...
How to unhook, hook.
Walk across. Climb up.
Yeah.
The little ladders and, like,
the rock
all clear.
Yeah.
So.
And then they just let you loose.
Yeah, literally. They're like, all right, next one. You're going on green. And then it was yellow and then red, right? It was green, yellow, red.
And then the zip line.
Zip lines were fun, but I truly thought, looking back now, it was the skateboard one that I couldn't. I got stuck on that. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then the guy's like down on the ground, and then you're trying to... I'm like, but it's not working! They're like, put your left foot on the skateboard and hold the rope in your right hand and then just put your other foot on. I'm like, I can't do that.
I do recommend it to people. If you're, like, in the area and you're adventurous, try
it.
It's really fun.
Yeah, it was well worth it. And let us know if you made it through the red part.
And I think, let me check. But I think, oh, wow.
Que pasa?
I just got an email from Ancestry.com.
Oh.
And it says, we think we know who your father is. Here, I do too.
Oh my God, I almost just spit out my drink.
Job, internet. Good job.
You're a little late for that. I don't even know about it.
The sad part is, this is like the third one, and he's already in my family tree.
Yeah.
But they're so excited. They're like, we found your family. I know who my father is.
That's sweet! Oh my gosh.
Friends, if you get one of the ancestry DNA tests.
I got it. I had to do it twice.
They could potentially still email you with DNA hints years later.
Oh, yeah.
Because it has not stopped. It's very random.
It's spam. It's just spam.
I'm like, oh.
I have fourth cousins because of whatever. But I used my name, not my Russian name.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting people from Katerina. I use that name. Anyway. All right. We are so off topic. Anywho.
I'm going to look one thing up really fast.
Okay.
The tree-to-tree Cape May is the official word name for it.
Oh, my Oscar winner.
Wing climb, zip line. Open rain or shine. And then I think, I'm not sure. I think that they might now do a, or they did for a little while, a special nighttime climb.
Yeah, but I
which
that I
terrifying.
Maybe it's like early evening.
Yeah,
like as the sun is setting.
Yeah, night climbs. Let's see what it says. Night climbs. When the sun goes down, the lights come on. So there
yeah.
are lights up there. I could.
Imagine. Yeah, no, I'd be like, I can't see the ground. Oh my god, I can't see the ground. Oh my god, it's on me.
Okay, it doesn't have any listed for this year, but last year, in 2024, you had to be at least 14.
Yes, I remember that. And you had to put your hair up, because you had to wear a helmet.
It includes 2 adventure courses and 5 zip lines, so I guess they don't let you do the really hard one.
Yeah.
At night, which
yeah.
is good.
Yeah, it is really good.
I
wouldn't survive that. We barely survived it the first time.
Oh, ready for this?
Oh, God.
The night climb includes 2 aerial obstacle courses plus the 5-line zip line course. The demo area is lighted, and a headlamp is provided for light as you climb through the courses.
Lovely. Great.
Oh, my gosh. For the you can get a season pass to this thing if you live close and you're just like, I have to climb all the time.
Well, I'll do that for my bachelorette weekend. My future bachelorette weekend, we're doing it again.
It says each of our treetop for the regular
mm-hmm.
like, daytime.
Yeah.
Each of our treetop adventure and zipline courses has a minimum age of 7.
Wow.
And a reach requirement.
So how far you can reach up? Because
yeah.
that. They some of them are like your arms are literally above your head most of the time because
yeah.
you have to grab stuff above you or like slightly in front of you.
Oh, they have the treetop adventure and zipline course combo, or you could just do zipline.
Yeah.
If I did it again, I would just do zipline.
I would do green and yellow. I would do like the first 2. I don't think I would do the red again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's what I'm doing for my 40th birthday. And then my future bachelorette weekend. Because no one's going to... And then we can go camping, too. Anywho. Yeah. All right. It's your turn.
Okay. I must get back to the questions.
19.
Got it. Thank you. Okay. If you could travel anywhere in the world in summer, where would you go and why?
Maine.
Okay.
So, anywhere at Maine, Italy, even though I'd have to bring my friend with me because she's very fluent in Italian.
Mm-hmm. That's always a wise idea.
Yeah. And she's from Italy.
Oh.
So, she's there for a whole, like, all the end, until the end of August. So, I'm like, ooh, good. Anyway, so, Maine, because I want to see a moose. I've never seen a moose before, except for, like, on TV, but I've never seen one. And people have who have gone... who I'm usually friends with or family friends, have said that they've had a wonderful time. Lobster is fantastic because it's caught fresh. The hiking is really good. The sceneries are amazing. Yeah. And Hawaii. I want to go to Hawaii so bad.
See, guess where I want to go in Hawaii? This is a side note.
I don't
and it will shock no one.
I don't know.
Aulani. It's the Disney resort in Hawaii.
I should have known I had to do something with flipping Disney.
But it's not like a park. It's
yeah.
like a spa.
Nice.
But it's
I don't.
Expensive.
Yeah. Everything is expensive now.
We should unsubscribe to that email. Now it's Carter sending me clothing
yeah.
things. Because when I used to be a nanny,
yeah.
I would have to go buy children clothing
yeah.
because the parents were at work all day and kids had growth spurts during summer, apparently.
They couldn't order it on...
She was like...
Side note, sorry.
The one mom in question was like, look, he hates everything I order him. I'll leave you an allowance to go buy him clothes. just take him to the store. Let him buy what he wants if it's in his size and it's appropriate.
Yeah.
All right. Give you money. I'm like, all right. Kid, get in the car. Let's go.
We're going shopping.
And he also would ruin his clothes a lot. He would...
It's a kid. Kids do that.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay. So, like, twice a month we'd end up buying him new clothes. I'm like, okay.
Do you have a summer specific bucket list, and does it change yearly?
I kind of do. Like, it doesn't change yearly, but it's like boardwalk, Shriver's saltwater taffy, and Budge, zoo, aquarium.
Yeah.
Try to get a weekend trip in if I can.
Yeah.
But this year, I got the, I think it's called the, let me look it up really fast, but I got something called the New Jersey Bucket List.
Okay.
I can show it.
Oh, yeah, and the scratch-offs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our friend does that. My mom's friend does that. And she said it's real, it's, because you don't know what you're going to get and when you scratch it off. Yeah.
And
I want to do that.
Reach International.
But it's $75.
They dropped the price a couple weeks ago, so I grabbed it. And then I also have the Adventure Challenge Solo Edition. So I...
We should... Well, we are doing a road trip anyway.
But I want to get to try to do things from the New Jersey bucket list. That should be fun. How about you?
Slightly travel more. That's about it. As long as I can afford it. No flying, please.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're done?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
This was a slightly shorter episode.
Yeah.
Because the bulk of it was last week.
Yeah.
But thanks for tuning in.
You want me to end it?
Yes, please.
So, with that, yet another episode of Candidly Eclectic has come to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. And, as always, you can contact us at candidlyeclecticpod@gmail.com. Or,
which we do check.
Yes, we do. And we have yet to get anything.
Yes.
So, don't be shy. Or, you can follow us on at Candidly Eclectic Podcast on Instagram. Catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Fountain, and True Fans. New episodes drop on Wednesdays. We'd love to hear your feedback, and we hope you have an awesome day. We will see you again next week.
Bye, everybody.
Adios.